Supply Station 478.
Good afternoon, Jack. I'm going to give you a shout, say hello, let you know how I did on the test last night, find out what's going on with you.
Nothing much except working a little bit outside and coming in and going grocery shopping. How did you do last night?
I passed. I missed two. They don't tell you what two, but a 94.
Woohoo! Congratulations!
Thank you, thank you. I sat and took the general test after. I guessed 9 right, but I hadn't even looked at any of the material for it.
You passed both of them, correct?
No, only the tech right now. I hadn't studied or looked at anything to the general. They had only told us before that as long as we passed the tech, you could take the general for no charge. So it wasn't enough time to really get into anything. But I took it anyways just to see what was on there and got 9 right.
So you didn't pass the general, because they usually do that, give you a tech first, then after that, if you pass it, they give you the general and take a test then. Roger?
That is correct. But I'll tell you, that material that they gave us in the class and using that hamstudy.org, all those practice tests sure made the difference.
And I know what you're saying. Well, I was studying today. I already studied for an hour and a half. Then on my head on the 18 out that way.
That's good. That last, I was every night before I went to bed, I'd do 3 or 4 practice tests, do it at lunch and at break at work. And then really got a little bit more the last week. So I'm pleased with it. I just got to wait until it shows up and get my call sign, pay for it, and good to go.
Howard, now you got fresh in your memory. What I will do, I would keep studying the other one fast. You know what I'm saying by fast? I mean, in a short time. That way you don't forget and go take another test. That's what I would do.
That is what my thought was as well, using the same program and just start doing the study guide and practice test for that so I feel comfortable, and then find a test.
I wouldn't wait too long. You know, because, you know what, after wait too long, so many things comes up. This just comes up, and that comes up, and this comes up. You know how it is, anyhow. I don't have to tell you that. Roger?
I know exactly what you're saying. And I figure, too, with winter coming, it's a good time. Since we're inside, I can sit and study for that.
Anyhow, congratulations, anyhow, for passing that test, which is good. Now you can talk on repeaters at 10 meter and 70 centimeter.
That's correct. I've got the car is set up for both GMRS and 2 and 70. And then I got a couple radios in the house, so I just got to find an antenna to put up for the ham stuff.
Yeah, I would, if you want to find an antenna, I would go like DX. DX, I think, is the best bet to get one of the antennas out of there.
Are you talking DX engineering?
He's really good, those people. He's really good with those kind of antennas out that way.
That's good. I'll definitely look them up. As a matter of fact, I think I even have a catalog of theirs from an order I placed previous. The other place I've been dealing with was Gigapark. They've been pretty good.
They even, you know what, they even make the coax for you. If you're going to get a coax out of them, get that, the 400, LMR 400. Make sure it's flexible with a 259 connection. They'll measure it for you and everything. That's what they do with these people.
That's good. I do have, I think I, block 50 feet of that LMR 400, the Times Microwave brand, when I put up my other antenna, and I think I've got, I think I only used 15 feet of it, so I've got some left, and that should get me right up, right next to where the other one is.
This is me, how I do it. I go out there, take a tape measure, measure how far I'm going to go, and I'm going to go higher, and maybe another 10 feet. It doesn't hurt nothing. That is the best thing to do. But by putting 50 feet with it, 20 feet or 10, 15, 15 feet, it's not that good. But that's okay. You know, I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, but that's too much coax to go to waste. Roger?
I understand what you're saying. I just so you know, I mean, I didn't leave the whole 50 foot up there. I cut it and put my own ends on, so I've got the remainder coiled up in the closet, not being used. So I've got, who do I have? I have two loops, one up by the antenna and one before I came in the house to act as a drip loop. But that's it. There might be 15, 20 feet between the antenna and the radio. And then the rest, like I said, is in the closet. So I'll run a new piece. I'll put a couple loops in there. Supposedly there's mixed feelings on whether or not loops affect it or not. I didn't notice anything different on the meter when I had it, you know, before I coiled it and tucked it up nice and neat. So I think I'm okay.
Yeah, that's for sure. You'd be okay. You know, I mean, too long a coax, I mean, it works. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it's too much. You know what I mean? Because when you keep the mic, if you got short coax, you'd be better off to get all that power out from that, if you got an antenna, like a 200-watt antenna. And that's what all I'm saying, you know. But if you got a 100-feet wire, and here you are, you know, you got 60 or 70 feet on the ground, you know what I mean? It doesn't make no sense. To me, it don't make no sense. Because I go back, you know, on the satellite. I installed satellite for 20 years. And when I install the satellite in 20 years, what I do, I just get correct direct line from the box all the way to the dish. And it works perfect. Roger?
I agree. It makes sense to keep it short, less loss that way. And it looks neater. There's nothing else.
Howard, good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again, anyhow. And congratulations again for that passing the test, and you take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
You too, Jack. I enjoy talking to you anytime. I'm actually pulling up to the house anyways, so I will say 73. I'll talk to you later, and have a good night. WRHW 478, clear.
Make sure you stay on top of that email from them. Roger?
Will do. Keep looking. I'll be checking the website daily now.
You know, sometimes they put it on a website and you can see your call sign. Roger?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They said it used to take, you know, a couple weeks, but now they could have it as early as 3 to 5 days up there. I figure the weekend is probably not going to happen, so early next week, middle of the week maybe.
All right, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
478, clear.